Off the Ball Breakfast.
I have not seen a minute of this tournament.
That's what the cool kids say these days.
Genuinely haven't.
Everyone's saying that. I haven't seen a second of it.
It's not a thing. It hasn't even...
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Jimmy Lee. We're in the Gaelic grounds. We're about 10 days out as we're chatting from a Tailteann Cup final. That's a pretty good place to be as Limerick football manager.
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. It's a great place to be. Great place to be for the squad, the group, the whole group in its entirety. Even the atmosphere around it is good. So a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, you can tell. We've caught up a couple of times this year at different launches and different bits and pieces. And I have to say the style of football that your Limerick side have played this year has been just brilliant to watch. You've played some great stuff. You've really taken to the new rules, and I think the players have really responded to what you've put together in the last couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. They have responded. They've responded to the lads coach and Tommy as well. You know what I mean? Yes, we had a vision, but the likes of Michal, Cahill has implemented with Evan and Pa and on O'Hagan, implemented that vision, two principles of play. It is a pleasure to watch. From my point of view, I'm standing at the sideline looking out at it, and it is a pleasure when you're turning around score with deficits like we did against Wicklow. It's enjoyable.
Of course it is. And I know you're downplaying your role there, but just not separate to that. But you got to have the players as well. You can have all the coaching in the world, but you have to have the footballers on the field. You got to have the right kind of footballers and the right kind of people. And it seems like you've built that sort of a squad in Limerick.
Yeah, you do, Tommy, you're right. But they all bought into it. They're a unique bunch, and I know Tommy would have said it inside, but they do all get on well together, the young ones right through to the old ones. And it's enjoyable to watch from a cultural point of view, watching them all, having that bit of banter. It's dynamite, actually, to see it. But they bought into that whole concept of, these principles of play and it's like everything. You do need talent, you need a raw skill, and then the coaches obviously will work on what they're in their raw skill, and that's going in the right direction, to be fair about it.
For sure. And I know in year one you had to deal with relegation and maybe the downer that is, right? And you picked it up for the Tailteann Cup, but this year you get your promotion, you perform in Croke Park, a thrilling win against Wexford. Very tight turnaround to the Cork game, which was probably disappointing. I'm sure you probably were disappointed with it, but 5 wins on the bounce since. I've been speaking to a couple of managers across the year. Kieran McGeaney always says it. The difference between confidence and belief. Confidence can be shattered very easily. Belief is hardwired. And it seems like when you're coming back from 7 down to Wicklow and turning results like that around, there's a real belief in this team. Where does that come from? Because it can't be faked.
No, it's not. And obviously we'd always speak about it, Tommy, throughout the year. We would have been talking about having inward belief in ourselves and in our abilities. That's what you're trying to harness throughout the coaching sessions as well. Then the lads are doing, to go on and get belief. And the lads have it, they have it. They're doing it week in, week out with the clubs, but it's putting it all together and really harnessing amongst themselves. It's everything you've got to operate above unit, and that's what they do well.
Yeah, for sure. Limerick is one of the counties, and it's a positive thing as well. You have two codes, multiple codes in action, and the hurlers in particular can steal the limelight a lot, but unfortunately they were knocked out last week. You had an open training session last week. There's a lot of kids now that are getting to see the Limerick footballers in Croke Park, and 3 times in 1 year. That's a big thing too, to kind of light the fire in, I suppose.
It is, and it's always a positive. The hurlers have been going well for the last few years. When one thing has gone well, it's floating everyone's boat. You've got to take the benefits from what the lads have set out in the hurling terms. All you'll be trying to do is build on what they have as well. John has been fierce helpful, in sharing his knowledge and experience as well. It's been useful, talking and shooting the breeze with him, in fairness to him, and he's always been accessible. As have all the rest of them as well. If we ever needed it, but I suppose they are the guiding light, and you're trying to get up to their standards and the standards they set. And while we are, I suppose, in the final, and unfortunately they got knocked out. It's still, you know what I mean, you're still trying to go for them standards and keep going after it and keep, you know, plugging away at it, like, you know, so look, hey, it's good at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Final one, it's Kildare, right? We've probably had this detaching cup in the last couple of years. You're having Westmead winning it, Down winning it, Mead winning it. Teams traditionally that would maybe view themselves as being, not going to say above it, but, you know, of that higher standard that are maybe in ways disappointed to be there. What sort of a challenge is that taking them on? They're seeing themselves maybe as a sleeping giant.
Yeah, and look, it'll be fair enough in that regard. You know, it is a challenge. There is no doubt in that. I think they're promoted to Division 2, so the Division 2 team. But that's the direction we want to go, and that's the journey. So, like, here is your first opportunity. Go after it and see where it takes you. Like, at the end of the day, all we can control is the way we play and we'll say how we perform. And if we can control them, gosh, we'll leave the result, take care of itself. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's leaving Cork Park with having played the way we can play and putting in the individual performance, it's our time to performance, and we'll see you in that text. But like, to be fair about it, it's a challenge.
Just a final one, and look, it's looking beyond this weekend, but it's probably an important thing as well in terms of the development of counties and Munster. The Munster council are looking at seeding the senior football championship again next year, the provincial championship, having Cork and Kerry on opposite sides. What's your read on that, and how do you see that?
I suppose my own personal view would be that I suppose, to be fair to Clare, they've been in the Munster final this year. They have been for the last few years. My own personal belief is that it's not broken. Why would you go about repairing it? It's never been done this way. If it was being done across the four provinces, I'd say fine.
You mean allowing them to seed it?
Yeah, you know what I mean. But to be fair to Clare, they've earned the right to be there, in my view. And if you earn the right to be there, you should be there. In my head, that's like, we are a Division 4 team. Have we earned the right to be in the Celtic Cup? Yes, we have. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you have to earn the right, in my head, to be in these places.
Okay, so looking into next year and building the team and keeping the momentum going, would you see it as a negative that they're seeding it next year?
I would from next year on, like, because like no one knew about it, so like the effort that Clare would have put in, and just picking Clare because they're the obvious example, they would be the ones probably losing out. I don't think it's right to do it that way, you know, but that's just my belief. You know, I do believe that you have to work hard, and fair enough, we'll see what the seasons are like, but if they decide to do it in 2 or 3 years' time, everyone will have known that this is the journey. It gives us all a chance to get into that seed.
So if Limerick earned their way up to Division 2 and Cork or maybe slipped back down, or like vice versa with Clare, they've earned the right to be there.
Correct, absolutely. Like, but you, in my head, you just can't do it instantly.
Yeah, you have to earn that right.
Well, you just need to say, right, in 2 years' time, this is how we're changing.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had some of this.
There's going to be the end of a drought for one of them now, and a lot smaller.
That wasn't a drought. He didn't have a drought.
You had a little torch.
Right. They had a hard.
They turned off the taps for about 5 years. That's all that happened. You didn't have a drought.
And we also had this.
I remember going to my local school week before, 2 weeks before All Ireland, and whatever happened, it was a helicopter landing in the pitch across the road. 3 or 4 hours, and this parent came up to me. She goes, "When the son came home yesterday and says that David Beckham landed in a helicopter and came to our school today, he said he thinks he just." Francis had the greatest day of his life. Wrong DB.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.